Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Hey, good morning, everyone. And yes, we will definitely get to the upcoming release of this memo. I'm just licking my chops waiting for that. But I just didn't want you to forget because I've been talking about it. And we're going to open up on a great note here this morning. A gentleman whose accomplishments are too lengthy to describe, so I'll try to just summarily put it in perspective. His name is Carl Schramm, Professor Carl Schramm. He's a professor at Syracuse Good School and has taught at Johns Hopkins, MIT, and UC Davis. For 10 years, he was the president of the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation. He's worked with a number of companies around the countries around the world, as well as companies, and is an expert in startups and entrepreneurship. And I got to skip the rest of it because this is what we'll be doing for the next segment or two if we don't get into it. The name of the book is Burn the Business Plan, What Great Entrepreneurs Really Do. And the book is published in hardcover by Simon & Schuster. It's available now. And Professor Carl, it's indeed a pleasure to have you on.
Stu, it's wonderful to be with you this morning.
You think about how the nature of entrepreneurship has changed. I think that the characteristics, and you can much better inform me than me informing you, the characteristics of entrepreneurs seem to be the same. But how does that kind of mesh with the changing technology and the changing culture? So I'm actually asking a question that I just gave an answer to open up.
Well, you know, entrepreneurship has really not changed that much. In fact, we used to produce on a per capita basis, if you go back to the 1920s, many more companies. We used to start many more companies in the United States than we do now on a per capita basis. Starting a company used to be much more common than it is now. And one of my points in my book is, you know, in the last 20 years, we've made becoming an entrepreneur into something of a profession. So you can go to at least 500 schools and get a major in entrepreneurship, be taught in a classroom how to do it. But it turns out, if you look at the statistics, most people starting businesses are 39 years old on average. So the whole focus of trying to teach people to be an entrepreneur as if it was a career, I believe, is misdirected. This is something that you learn. The only way you get to be an entrepreneur is by trying to do it yourself.
Well, we look at the Elon Musks, we look at the Mark Zuckerbergs, we look at the Bill Gates, et cetera, up and down the line. And, of course, the king of them all, Jeff Bezos, and we think, well, that's the prototypical person we have to look at and describe ourselves. And within the context of your book, that's not an accurate picture of who's likely to become a successful entrepreneur. Of course, there are always people like Mark Cuban and others who are. But I'm trying to have you, in defense of what I just said, encourage people to go out and and do that and to do successfully what they believe in.
Stu, you're 100% right. The four guys you mentioned, none of them had written a business plan. None of them had gone to school to learn how to be entrepreneurs. My book is actually written using the medieval term everyman. It's for anybody who wants to do it. And I think it's terribly misleading to think entrepreneur and then think one of the unicorn 20-year-old college dropouts. The vast majority, way over 99% of new businesses, are started by people like you and me. And as I said before, people are generally about 39. So how do you get to be an entrepreneur? Well, for the most part, and this is largely unspoken, but this is the story. People work for a big company, and they watch something happen. They see an insight into how something could be done better, faster, and cheaper. Or they see, you know, a new product that the company just won't take up, and they go out and start a business to do it. They become passionate about it, but they're almost 40 when they do it.
Is there a certain recipe, a certain intuitive skill or a tendency that would best define the characteristic of someone going out there? I mean, there are obviously people who are so intimidated by anything in the environment or anything in the culture, anything in terms of the business they do, that it's almost like trying to transform a plant into a person, although I guess we'll be doing that soon. Are there certain traits or characteristics that one should look at and saying, you know, I possess this attribute, I possess that, but I don't have this one?
No, that's like searching for a unicorn in the forest. People don't know they're entrepreneurs often until it happens. I like to tell stories about people who, you know, got out of college and then they went to work for the Social Security Administration. If you looked at that profile, you'd say, my gosh, this is a person who's so risk averse. They want a secure government job with a predictable pension. They got to work 40 years, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, some of those people stop, they quit, and they start businesses when they're 40, sometimes in their 30s, sometimes in their 50s. Because it comes to them that they've had a great idea, and then they decide that they have to share their idea with someone else. So I think it's a fool's errand to basically say, oh, well, I got a nephew who's 21, and he looks like he drives race cars. He does, you know, helicopter skiing. He loves risk, man. He's going to be the perfect entrepreneur. Not so at all. A lot of entrepreneurs I know, in fact, most entrepreneurs I know, are kind of low-key people. They're just like your neighbor next door. There's nothing flashy about them. They're not Mark Cubans, okay? They're not Mark Zuckerbergs. They're not Jeff Bezos. You know, they're not strange visitors from another planet. They're our relatives. They're our kids. You know, they're our parents who saw a good idea and decided that the only way this could be shared with people is they had to start a business.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot out there, and I think one of the recommendations you make is something that's been highly applauded through the years. Just as an example, even though I may not define my younger daughter as an entrepreneur, she got her master's in organic chemistry from Northwestern and then took a year off or two to work and then went back to work and got her MBA at the University of Chicago, where she's now a wealth management advisor. It seems to be a good recipe for success, isn't it? Because you really have to have that practical world experience. And that's one of the criticisms, and it's not a generalized criticism, but people who are behind the closed walls in a university here where they can project everything. They just don't, a lot of them don't live in the real world.
I think you're 100% right. And, you know, when I hear the description of your daughter, I'm thinking to myself, my gosh, did she do everything right? If she wants to become an entrepreneur, and I bet she hasn't discovered that yet because it just doesn't fit the profile, you know, look how well equipped she's going to be. She has a degree in STEM, that is science, technology, engineering, or math. You say she's an organic chemist. She really
knows. She got a master's in organic chemistry.
Yeah. She knows stuff, okay? She's got a technical background, and the chances of her being able to have a synthetic moment to see something that doesn't exist, something that the human family needs, a new product, is going to be much higher as a result.
Yeah, even though she's taken that, and I guess you have the same kind of mindset or intellectual capacity to convert it into an MBA at the University of Chicago in finance. Great, great combination. But we'll do another show. We can talk about my daughter for 2 hours. I want to get back to the book. One of the tricks here of entrepreneurship and business is recognizing when you've made a mistake and you don't want to continue to feed the cancer. It takes a lot of courage and conviction often to say we've invested X amount of dollars. I think we're going to have to pull the plug. This isn't going anywhere. How do you go about making that decision?
Well, I think you have to be sober about whether or not you've got success in hand. And sometimes it takes a long time, but it's kind of tragic because I've seen it happen a million times when people are coached to keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. I tell the story of a young man in my book, Burn the Business Plan, who had it in his mind that America needed a folding sailboat, which could be made out of very expensive carbon fiber, and he could sell this boat to anybody for about $30,000. Well, there was no market for it, no market, but he struggled away at it for 2 years. I kept saying, no one's going to buy this. For $30,000, you can rent a boat for the rest of your life. Go down to a marina, off you go. Well, you know, eventually he said, you're right. Nobody's going to buy this. So he quit. But the happy news of this story is he was going back to get a degree in engineering at Berkeley, as it turns out, and he got a part-time job in a shipping company where he discovered that these huge boats that are part of the logistics revolution don't have software to maximize fuel burn. And by God, he's starting a new company. He's got customers already. And if you were
I love stories like this, and I hate to interject, but we've got to go to a break. This is Automated. Please stay with us for another segment, okay?
I sure will.
All right, this is Stu Taylor.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Monica Crowley from the Fox News Channel. I just did a fantastic interview with the great Stu Taylor. Stu, thank you so much. You are fabulous. Everybody listen to Stu Taylor.
All right, we return, and we're back with Carl Schramm, an extraordinary background, university professor at Syracuse. I can't go through this all the time continuously. We won't get any valuable information, but the book is Burn the Business Plan, What Great Entrepreneurs Really Do. It's moving up rapidly on the bestseller list, and it is published by Simon & Schuster. And I just want to add, because I talk with my guests during breaks, and he's a really nice guy. Kyle, you're a nice guy, and it's great to have you back. Having said that, let me explore an area we've had a great deal of expertise and people who are engaged in trying to raise financing for a startup companies. And, you know, you can go angels, you can go venture capitalists, you can go conventional investing, or you could go to someplace I'd never like to go, members of family who raise money to do this. Of course, there's a price to be paid for everything. The venture capitalists love to, I mean, everybody wants to get what they can out of it, but it's a huge chunk of the business. I don't know, 50-60% you may have to turn over. I mean, just watch Shark Tank, and I've interviewed everybody on Shark Tank. And the question is, how bad, you know, I always say, and I said it when I was in business, how badly do I need this and how far do I have to go to get it? And I'm not talking about ethical lines or anything. I'm saying the more you want something, the more creative you often have to be. And how does that work in terms of raising capital for businesses? If I knew I had the Hope Diamond, I'd go to the end of the world and get the money any way I could.
Well, Stu, let's just start with a couple of statistics. First, much less than 1% of all startups ever even meet with a venture capitalist, let alone get a investment. So if you think about it this way, the 10 biggest venture capital firms in the United States make fewer than 400 investments a year. There are 500,000 people start businesses. So that doesn't, you know, even compute. We shouldn't even be talking about venture capital. That's useful for a small group of people. Second, there are people who turn to angel investors, and I'm an angel investor. I'm also a venture investor. I'm a partner in venture funds. But angel investors, in many ways, are even more difficult to deal with than venture capital people. You know, this is retired dentists who are looking to make a little extra money fooling around with startups. Most people actually finance them themselves. And I'll tell you a story from my own story from starting my own business. I was a professor at Johns Hopkins. I thought I'd get venture capital. I went down to talk to a venture capitalist in Baltimore, a brand new firm that was starting. It's now a huge national firm. Guy puts his feet on the desk, lights a cigar, and says, you know, you professors from Johns Hopkins, you don't know anything about business, right? We're not going to back you. Well, anyway, the business grew. We went public. But we did that by what I call bootstrapping. So we had revenue from our customers, and we just tightened our belts. And we funded the company off of revenue. We didn't make any profit for a long time because we kept plowing the what would have been profit into making the business grow. So there are many, many ways to finance a company. And, you know, people, great ideas. This is the way I think about it, too. Great ideas always find money.
Yeah, and I think that's a very insightful perception of things. Of course, bootstrapping has its own difficulties that come with it in terms of, here's what I always think, Carl. I think of someone, and I've worked with a number of these people who have started pharmaceutical companies. They're reputable doctors. They're looking to do good things for mankind. And they've got a two-prong approach. I mean, basically, they do what they do. They're doctors. They're scientists. You know, this shtick isn't for them to go out and raise money. But it's so darn important. I mean, you know, you can't get these things going without the recognition, the marketing, the raising of capital. And they've got to do both, which is raise capital, just like Washington in a sense, only they're natural, most sleazebags. They're used to lobbying. Their whole career is spent lobbying. But where do you make the decision about how much time do you put into your expertise and how much time do you put in to raising money and what kind of assistance do you get to do that?
You don't get any assistance, really. And it's a decision that every single entrepreneur has to make, and there's no formula. So, you know, if you're a doctor working, let's say, you know, in the University of New Hampshire Laboratories, and you think you've got a fantastic new drug, you know, you have to make a personal decision, first of all. You want to continue to be a research doctor because that's where you really get your kicks, or you basically want to abandon that and become a business person, go search for money, figure out how to start the company, figure out how to get it through the FDA trials. You know, I have financed drug companies, and that's the first question you have to ask. Is this doctor really ready to become a full-time businessman, or does this doctor have this ambivalent vision that he can be also an entrepreneur and continue being, you know, a famous or maybe not so famous research doctor? And that's really one of the indicators. Where is this person's real vision going? I don't believe in part-time entrepreneurs. And the people who are successful go at it tooth and nail.
Yeah, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week often, and I'm not kidding. I do want to get this in because it's an important part of your book, and we've only got a couple of minutes. You talk about entrepreneur myths debunked. Could you run through some of those very, very quickly?
Sure. One of course, is that you have to start your company before you're 22. That's the Mozart myth. You'll never have a great idea. That is a totally crazy myth. Second, we've actually touched on one, and that is venture capital is critical. Well, you know, venture capital is critical to maybe 0.1% of all startups. So that's not true. You don't want to go looking for money in all the wrong places. Third thing, of course, is but somehow if you write a business plan, and I've looked at thousands of these things, often they're 50, 60, 70 pages. I've seen them over 100 pages long. Well, are you a business person, or do you really think to start a business you have to stop for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, and write this huge book? You know, those books are just like war plans that fail at the first moment of contact with the enemy. The first thing to do is test the market. So the notion that I guess the other myth I want to speak about is the notion that you have a great product and there's just no missing, the market won't miss it. I tell the story in my book of the man who invented the Segway. And that got so much razzle-dazzle publicity, we thought that we were going to have a revolution in transportation when the Segway was introduced. Well, you know, instead of everyone owning one, the only people who own them seem to be guards in shopping malls. So no matter what the technology is, the lesson here is that it's only the market will decide whether or not you've got a great product.
You got it. You can't fool that. I got a dear friend of mine lives around the corner. He owns two Segways, and that was an unfortunate ending, obviously, to the inventor of that. But why? I don't want to take any time doing that. We've got We have no time. I was about to say we have. This is what's frustrating about doing an interview with someone as informative and as entertaining as you are. It's that it comes to an end, and I hope we get to do it again. I want to thank you for...
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Steve Forbes, chairman of Forbes Magazine and Forbes Media. You can't do any better in the morning than starting with Stu Taylor. He'll give you what you need to get through the day and prosper in the future.
All right, we're back. I just couldn't quite make a connection, but I tried to, between Steve Forbes and Sarah Vaughan. It doesn't work, Laurie. But we are back, and we are joined right now by Dr. Tamika H. Davis. She has her degree in education. The name of her book, The Reality of Teaching, another really important subject. Book is published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, and she's here to join us. And Dr. Davis, welcome. It's indeed a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you for having me.
Well, we hear this technique for teaching, that technique for teaching. Everything seems to be in constant metamorphosis or change. What's the essence of your book, The Reality of Teaching? And what does it offer that other books of the same genre don't?
Well, this book offers research-based information to help people connect the dots of what's going wrong in education. It provides a means that stakeholders, policymakers, and community leaders can look at and say, hey, okay, we need to make better decisions in regard to student achievement.
How many years background have you had in the educational system, and how did you come to the realization that these changes should be enacted in our academic institutions based upon the observation of your students?
I have about 15 years of educational experience, and I believe that education is a means to change the circumstances and situations of people and break society and break cycles that can be detrimental to society. And that was one of my reasons for writing the book. I noticed a mass exodus of teachers leaving the profession, and how educators, community stakeholders, and policymakers all have their own opinion of how students should be educated without a full understanding of cause and effect. In other words, the reasons educators are struggling to raise student achievement and build a relationship with parents is becoming more difficult.
Well, the sign of the times, the pressure of the culture, the competition, the polarization, are more troubled kids.
Correct.
Well, what would you say is the main reason? I just listed a bunch. About parents becoming more difficult.
All of that. There is no one reason why teachers struggle in the classroom or teachers are struggling to raise the academic achievement of students. All of that plays into a role of students becoming successful on their home life, their ability to trust adults. There are a lot of things that teachers have to overcome before students even enter the classroom.
What do you consider to be some of the most difficult blocks you have to face in changing and modifying human behavior so that an institution functions, as you say, with consistency, and which obviously is something we're missing in so many areas? What would you say are the best solutions to handling that?
Well, to start, I think that teachers really need to understand what the educational profession entails. Things have changed. I know that many teachers enter the profession with the perception that children will behave as they behave. Parents will support them as their parents may have supported their teachers, and that does not happen all the time. I think that a lot of teachers, when they're in school, they're loaded down with tons of theory and pedagogy, which is very important, but nobody really talks about, okay, what happens when little Johnny just won't sit down? Then what do you do? Or what happens when you can't get the parents to understand that little Johnny is a disruption to the classroom, and what you're doing is a means to help him, not hurt him? So my book opens up all of those, scenarios. It's packed with classroom management scenarios, research, everything that educators today face and struggle with. And I think if we are upfront with educators and let them know, okay, this is what you're dealing with. However, this is how you deal with it. I think that would help tremendously, because a lot of people get into it and then they're shocked and then they run.
Sometimes the answer that appears to be obvious isn't so obvious. Now, I may be going down the wrong road, but where does this education have to be, the majority of this education have to be directed to? The students, the parents, or the administration? Because it requires everyone to make changes.
Right. Everybody plays a role in a child's education. Their parent, the teacher, the administrator. And I want to say that everybody has an equal role in that student being successful in class. The way that parent may talk to that child or not talk to them, introduce them to various things around them or talk to them about different things around them, reading to them at night, the teacher being able to have control of her classroom, knowledge of the content, and the ability to connect with parents, the administrator setting the expectation, being knowledgeable of what's to be taught, having the ability to build relationships with parents. All of those things go into student achievement. All of those things must be exhibited before a child can be successful.
We're running out of time on this segment, and I'm a little over, but your topic is so important. Have you got a closing statement you'd like to make that we haven't covered, Dr. Davis?
I just would encourage everybody to go out and buy the book. This book entails the struggles that teachers face in the classroom. My follow-up book is entitled, Are You Tough Enough to Teach? After I, told the world about the realities of teaching, I wanted to make sure that they knew that, okay, I know the realities now. Are you tough enough to deal with it? Next year, I will be having a conference through the Teacher Leadership Academy, and I just look forward to seeing everyone.
All right. I want to thank you so much for a very eloquently delivered talk on your book, Dr. Tamika Davis. And I suggest you go out and get a copy of The Reality of Teaching. Thank you so much. It's really been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Stu. The pleasure's been mine.
All right, we're going to continue along. We only have about a minute or two left in this segment. I chose to keep that interview going a little longer because of the importance of it and the terrific ability of our guests to convey the information in the book with such clarity. And and that's a recommendation I have for a lot of authors out there. If you can use Dr. Tamika Davis as an example on how to not only talk with knowledge, but with clarity as well, it really, really would really, really help. Going to go back to a complicated situation with maybe more than one movie made regarding this controversial memo, what it means, what could be the fallout, how serious is it, and how far does it go? We've got advocates on one side, and I have to say I'm pleased but kind of shocked at the ultra reaction on the far left. And I, like anybody else, I can't wait to I can't wait to see what the contents of this memo are, because I don't think it's your average memo release. They've been fighting like cats and dogs. I mean, you've got Rod Rothstein and new FBI director, who to me looks like another slick guy. And I'm just telling you what I think. And the few things that I've now heard or seen, every hair's in place. He's got that charming smile. You know, a little like Comey and, well, I guess Robert Mueller when he was younger. And they were fighting cats and dogs, like cats and dogs, begging not to have this released. And, I mean, I just hope Trump goes and releases it today. In fact, Laurie, in the remaining 3 minutes, the remaining 10 minutes of the show, if you happen to see up there that they've released this, let me know, because I'd like to get it in before the end of the show. All right, we're going to wrap things up more on this very important subject.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio. Morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
All right, back this morning, and the big news is the memo. I mean, there's lots of news that's always going around. Still trying to keep this collaboration thing going with Russia. Isn't it the point? You know, there's no shame. They don't have any shame. And the people who keep pursuing this just can't throw in the towel. Why, after a year with all these brilliant investigators, haven't they come up with something? And why hasn't there been a more concerted effort on the part of Congress or people in higher positions to stop this disgraceful behavior? It's now time to look at the memo. Oh, but no, they don't want it. They want to release their own memo. You know, as every night when I watch Lou Dobbs, certainly for about half the show anyway, and I find myself, either he's mimicking me or I'm mimicking him. I'm throwing my hands in the air as if I can't even figure out what to say during an interview when it's true. Because how can this be happening? He seems to be the one who's most like me emotionally, who's saying, how can this be happening? It's because you got people like Adam Schiff, Representative Adam Schiff, California Democrat, what else? He alleged Wednesday that the majority made material changes to the version sent to the White House, which committee members were never apprised of, never had the opportunity to review, and never approved. This is what Schiff wrote to Representative Devin Nunes, and hats off, congratulations to Devin Nunes. They had that memo by they, I mean the forces of evil. They've had this memo plenty of time to go over it. There have been a couple of Republicans who have gone over it two or three times. They're trying every excuse, and they're really running out of excuses. And at some particular point here, I'm going to say that, I mean, 50% of the American people can't be that stupid that they're buying into this. They just can't. The House Intelligence Committee voted Monday to release the document, which accuses the Department of Justice and the FBI of misusing their authority to get a secret surveillance order on one of Trump's former campaign ads. Now there's word here that Adam Schiff wants to call in Donald Trump Jr. behind closed doors to have another talk. How many talks do they need with him? And how many ways are they going to try to sabotage what he's saying? You know, I don't have a negative view of Donald Trump Jr. I just say inexperienced in this game, just like Jared Kushner is inexperienced in this game. And just like to a degree that even the very bright Ivanka Trump is inexperienced in this game. You can't pull in novices, and it's in no way demeaning their accomplishments. They're all bright, and put them on the scene. And it goes back to Trump. Why would you have members of your, they just don't learn. Why would you have members of your family brought in? There are times where I guess you can say it worked. Bobby Kennedy. I mean, I'm trying to think of another one, really. But I think the Bobby Kennedy Attorney General appointment worked. Unfortunately, with an unhappy ending. So the committees were never, these committees, the White House and the committees, which committee members were never apprised of, never had the opportunity. Come on. That's what Schiff wrote to Representative Nunes, and the House Intelligence Committee voted to release the document, which accuses the Department of Justice and the FBI of completely misusing their authority to get a secret surveillance order on one of Trump's former campaign aides. Nunes wrote the memo along with his staff. Democrat lawmakers have claimed that the GOP focus on the memo is part of a larger Republican effort to discredit the FBI and Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference. It's amazing. Nunes, and this is said by Schiff, who is at the bottom of my list as far as people that I can look at and respect. He said that Nunes must immediately withdraw. Oh, he's saying that Nunes must immediately withdraw the document and hold it to a new vote, while Adam Schiff is out to absolutely decapitate every Republican who in any sense has anything to do with any information that goes against the Democratic establishment. The panel voted Monday to publicly release the memo, part of the GOP effort to prove improper use of surveillance by the FBI. And Trump has now, I guess, 4 days to review the documents. And, you know, Trump being obviously somewhat unpredictable in everything he does is holding the suspense. And I cannot even imagine why Trump would not release this. I can't even imagine it. My expectations are he will. I don't know when. He has a sense of flair for the dramatic events. And I want to tell you, this could be a fact-finding mission that so overwhelms Watergate and everything else that has occurred in the past that it may shake the political swamp of Washington for a long, long time and give the injury report or give the bad news for the Democrats, which could stay for years. This is Stu Taylor. Back.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.